This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Just like a white-winged dove sings the song, says I should sing it. Ooh, baby. It is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Sorry, we've got spectators dancing in the background to the song that they now have stuck in their head, courtesy of the Earworm, brought to you by Captain Kickass.
Wow, I just got rid of an earworm today.
A real one, or like...
Yeah, it was a song stuck in my head.
What was it?
And I half knew it. It turned out to be the same guy who they Rickroll you with, but it was called Together Forever.
Together Forever.
Yeah. I couldn't remember the words. I couldn't remember anything else about it. And it's my inability to complete the puzzle kept it stuck in my head for like 3 days. So I have been Rickrolling myself. You used it on yourself.
That is awesome. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And with me in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. And we're going to talk about all sorts of fun stuff tonight. And I'll just kind of give you a rundown of what might be on the table. We're going to lead with Ronnie Long has been released from prison 44 years after being wrongly convicted of rape.
Imagine having, like, more than half of your life stolen from you.
44 years in prison for a crime he did not commit.
So. And what did he, what did they give him for that? Did they give him a nice parting gift?
$100, yeah. Bus ticket.
Probably like a bus ticket and like a gift card to the grocery store or something.
That's what I would expect.
That's
because, my guess. You know, they always lie when they're wrong. They never admit it. They never, never say they were wrong.
If you want to look for a little bit of a silver lining in this particular story, it's that he was released on his wife's birthday.
Oh, God. He had a wife, and she stayed with him for 44 years.
It appears to be the case.
So that's two lives.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So we can talk more about that. Also on deck, I have several things to talk about. Did you know that V for Vendetta was set in 2020?
Wow.
I'd love to hear more about that.
We've got an article that talks all about that and the parallels between what the movie thought 2020 would be like and what it's actually like. We can get into that.
Yeah, well, I mean, fake pandemics, false flag attacks, we got it all, baby.
We certainly do. Media overreaction, all that
media
stuff.
Overreaction. I want them to know why they need us.
Yes, exactly. We've talked on this program previously about Sturgis. And the 250,000 people who showed up there for the annual bike rally. It's a bunch of, you know, Harley-Davidson types that go there. Well, the results are in.
Chicken Littles have been flipping out about Sturgis for weeks now.
What they've done is they've taken a bit of a cross sample and tested some people who either live or worked in Sturgis during the rally. And they've tested them for COVID. And the results are
no
in.
No sign they were ever there, let me guess.
You are not the father, nobody.
I'm not the father.
The results are in, right?
A little more COVID. That's kind of a mother.
It is. So we could talk about that. I stumbled upon an article from Intellectual Takeout that talks about a massacre that happened in Japan. Somebody went on a killing spree, killing nothing but disabled people, and nobody seemed to notice. And not nobody, you, but nobody.
Well, I'm sure the people he was killing noticed.
Well, they did notice, but like it was not even reported in the media, for example. So we could talk about that if you like. Also, in Bitcoin news, in the cryptocurrency world, this from Bitcoin.com, Visa executive says, quote, opt out with Bitcoin, unquote.
Unbelievable.
It's so rare you hear one of these guys tell the truth. It's like finding a unicorn.
Exactly.
Was he saying it as he got fired from Visa? Because that seems unbelievable.
He's slamming the Fed's new policy towards inflation. If you recall, the Federal Reserve made some sort of announcement that we are now going to allow inflation to run more so than we ever have before. When really they don't,
and
they don't
have a
choice.
They've already felt it necessary to lie to us about it for decades because they know it's bad.
So the teaser here is on Thursday, 17 top Federal Reserve officials explained that the committee plans to let inflation run hotter than usual. Let, allow, is the actual word they used, or above the benchmark 2% rate for a duration of time. Fed Chair Jerome Powell's speech was considered a major policy shift, and a number of economists commented on the central bank's move. Senior Director of Policy at Visa, Andy Yee, said Powell's inflation statements were historical and people should, quote, opt out with Bitcoin.
Absolutely.
And wow. I completely agree with him.
Absolutely. I've been doing that for months. Thank you, whoever that guy is, for telling the truth.
Andy Yee, we could talk more about that, and there's more information there. What else do I have? We all know that if you have a smart speaker, an Alexa, an Echo, stuff like that in your house, that it can be used to spy on you. It can be recording you at times you don't want it to be. We have an article that tells us that, confirms all that, plus more, and it specifically relates to law enforcement and their increased requests for home recordings of people to help them solve their cases.
Yeah, see, I knew that was coming before they even invented those damn things.
You won't be surprised at the data, but the data is still shocking.
Yeah.
So we could talk about that. Plus, anything else you'd like to talk about, we are here for you, the listeners, at 855-450-3733. You can also get us on our Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. And you can be a part of the program, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. So let's just dive right into the lead story about this guy who was released from prison after 44 years. This is out of Raleigh, North Carolina, from WTVD.
And yes, ABC he's 11. Black. Of course he's black.
Yes, he is. That shouldn't be relevant to anything, but it is.
It's relevant because it's a pattern, because this happens to everybody in America, but some people get it more than others.
Indeed.
Because there is a lot, I think, of infiltration of our police by, frankly, white supremacists, literal ones. Because what kind of job would you want if you were in the KKK? We don't know.
They started as slave catchers, didn't they? The police?
That is how the convention, what we have today as conventional police, started.
Kind of here, although that's not where they got their name. They started, the very original police were the London Bobbies, and they called them police because from the Greek it means man of the city, or the city's man. Same root as metropolitan.
I knew none of that. Thank you.
No problem.
That's great. So this from Raleigh WTVD, ABC11.com. Ronnie Long of Concord was convicted by an all-white jury in 1976 for the brutal rape of a 54-year-old widow. Decades later, and after many appeals, a judge finally allowed Long's attorney to review biological evidence from the scene. That evidence supported Long's profession of innocence. On Thursday, Long emerged from prison wearing a three-piece suit. His family and supporters were there to greet him. That was my inspiration, Long told ABC affiliate WSOC after his release. I got my inspiration from them and God. It felt good because I was getting feedback that I was loved and supported. Long's release came on a special day for his wife, Ashley. It was her birthday. The best birthday present in the world, she said. I think I'm still dreaming. Can you imagine that? She stayed with him for that entire duration of time.
That's unprecedented.
My girl didn't make it 8 months.
Yeah. I think most people wouldn't. We could talk more about the release of this particular person as well as any of these other topics. And we've got more Free Talk Live for you coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
back, everybody, to your favorite call-in talk radio program. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also get us over at discord.lrn.fm, where you can join in the chatting fun, which is always going on over there, or you can use one of our on-air call-in lines to connect with us here and sound almost as if you're in the studio with us. And in the studio tonight, it's
Ian.
And nobody.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We've been talking about this article to kick things off today from ABC11.com in Raleigh, North Carolina. Ronnie Long was released from prison after 44 years of a wrongful rape conviction.
God.
I know. 44 years of a wrongful rape conviction. Released on his wife's birthday, which she says is the best birthday present in the world. She thinks she's still dreaming. Now, I can't imagine what it must be like to be the cop that put this guy away, or the jury that convicted him.
Yeah.
You know, if they have any conscience at all, they should.
Well, did the cop believe he had the right guy but had the wrong guy, or did the cop know he had the wrong guy but strung him up anyway?
Or did he just not care one way or the other?
I can't imagine, you know, and if we talk about this specific case, that's fine, but there are so many of these that happen that I can't imagine that people, like, you know, writhe in guilt over these things. They should. But I can't imagine that they do. I can't imagine that jurors do. I can't imagine that police do. I have to imagine, because it seems that society today has such a short attention span that they just forget about stuff 10 minutes later.
That would actually be a really interesting show. Track down the police who arrested and the jurors who convicted and the prosecutors who prosecuted innocent people and get them to tell you
What happened?
How does that feel?
Right. Do you remember about that? How does it feel now? Yeah. Well, how do you feel about it now?
Yeah.
I
think that would be a fascinating show.
That's not a bad idea. You should put together a pilot, send it off to Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to go flying around the freaking country, but I don't leave New Hampshire. The rest of the country is way crazier than we are here from everything I've seen. So
and it's
just
bad here.
It's bad here, but the rest of the country is pretty much a lost cause. Every place but maybe Idaho or something.
Yeah, I think I heard good things about South Dakota.
There's some good things in South Dakota.
I heard that the governor there didn't do any kind of crackdowns. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's
not much.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard that about a couple of different places, but they are few and far between.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're not taught to teach to think for ourselves. We're taught to regurgitate what we're told.
It's okay, everybody. Just do what the celebrities or the politicians tell you. There's no room for you to think right now.
Yeah. And Bill Gates is just as good as a doctor. I mean, he couldn't make his computer system work, and you know, and he was mostly, you know, a computer guy and not a medical guy.
Well, you'll only ever need 640K.
Well, never need more than that. Yeah.
So continuing on with the article, the couple met when she was a criminal justice student at the University of North Carolina. They married in 2014.
Oh,
so she stuck with him and married him while he was in prison.
Wow.
Oh, she's one of those girls.
I mean, you know, dedication is nothing to be scoffed at in my book.
So she didn't wait 40 years. She's a younger wife.
It appears to be
so. It sounds like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if she's younger, but they haven't been married, though.
Good point, yeah.
Right. Long said the justice system failed him. Okay. Thank you for stating the obvious. Yeah.
I wonder if she went into that line of business. She was a criminal justice student at the time that she met him.
Mm-hmm.
She was probably researching cases on part of, you know, whatever class assignments, local people who were wrongfully convicted or whatever, and she found him and struck up a conversation with him while he was in jail.
Wow.
That's the best kind of pen pal you can ever get
right in
jail, is a woman who wants to meet you when you get out.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And pen is, if you take out the space, spell something else. So, at any rate, long said
the
justice...
pen is mightier than the sword in that it can summon 1,000 swords or 10,000 swords, but, you know, the thing is, you don't want to be stuck with a pen when you really need to have a sword, because it's not a good substitute in the heat of the moment.
Sword fighting, not like you think, tonight on Free Talk Live.
That's the after show.
That's the after show. Right, yeah, the uncensored after show.
Oh, good Lord.
Long said he never gave up hope that the truth would win out while spending his 44 years in prison. I'm disappointed, really, in a system that is supposed to be about right and wrong, Long said. He should probably take some notes from his criminal justice wife about how it's not about right and wrong.
The system's about them and the rest of us.
Yeah. The system's about keeping us afraid, about keeping us under control.
There's one set of rules for them and a whole separate set of rules for us.
Mm. I'm not even sure there's a set of rules for them.
Well,
but they'd like you.
The set of rules for them are to just mess with us as much as possible, and you know,
there is a set of rules for them, and what it's called, two words, Latin, privis legis, and that means private law, okay, but not private law like privatized. It's talking about when the law treats one person different from another, mm-hmm. and that's what got shortened to privilege.
Oh, privis law, right. I got you.
Privis legis.
Okay. Interesting. Long continued, one day I believed I would be standing where I'm standing right now, and I ain't never gave up that hope. His message to others was simply never give up, quote unquote. Never give up, he says.
Yeah.
After spending 44 years in prison for wrongful conviction.
I mean, that's a strong man, because I'll tell you what, I was arrested on a 7-year charge,
mm-hmm.
and at 50 was ready to say, yeah, if I do end up getting 7 years in prison, I have no intention of surviving that. Wow, I'm glad that he didn't survive that for nothing, that he's actually getting out.
Yeah, me too. There was one person notably absent from the family reunion, Long's mother, who passed away just a month prior. Mm. I wanted her to be part of this, Long said. I hated that she's not here. Hopefully she's watching down on me. She could tell my dad and my sisters that I made it out.
Welcome to the mask world.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
You know, I used to hear stories about people getting convicted and getting out of jail, and like the price of a phone call went from a dime to a quarter or whatever.
I can't even find a payphone.
Right. I can't imagine somebody getting out of jail and now you have to wear a mask everywhere. They're like, when the hell did this start?
Yeah.
When the rest of us went to jail.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you want to join in and give us your calls and your thoughts, this is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Monday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says if President Trump wins re-election, the violence that has rocked the country will not stop. But President Trump says it's actually the Biden campaign that's funding some of the violence.
13 members of Biden's campaign staff donated to bail and rioters, the getting him out of jail, looters, they got him out of jail, and his running mate, Kamala, urge their supporters to do the same thing.
The president referring to a tweet there from Kamala Harris where she asked people to donate to the Minnesota Freedom Fund. Change fees are going away at three airlines. American, United, and Delta are getting rid of them on domestic tickets and offering a credit if the new flight is less expensive. You're listening to USA Radio News. New numbers are out from Johns Hopkins University regarding coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The coronavirus has now infected more than 25 million people worldwide, and the U.S. is closing in on 6 million cases. The U.S. reporting more than 47,000 new cases yesterday and nearly 1,000 more deaths, bringing the nationwide total to more than 183,000 fatalities.
The Ford Motor Company is delivering 10 million face masks to at-risk communities across the country. The Ford Fund's Pamela Alexander says through Project Apollo, the organization is helping to fight the war that has been waged on the world's citizens.
It's masks, it's face shields, it's ventilators, it's respirators, it's washable isolation gowns. Ford is a company, if you think back to World War II, it was bombers. Here we are in 2020, it's PPE.
Alexander saying the PPE will help people all over the country. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Mama say, mama sama makusa. Mama say, mama sama makusa. Yes, this is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Michael Jackson tonight?
Mama say, mama sama makusa. Mama say, mama sama makusa. Yes. No, I'm not Michael Jackson. Okay. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me in the studio tonight, it's...
I'm Ian.
And I'm nobody.
And we are here to do whatever it is that we do. We're going to talk into some microphones. We're probably going to talk to some people. We're going to look at some things going on in the news and tell you about things from the perspective of freedom, as we like to do here.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this gentleman who has been released from prison after 44 years.
Cringe every time you say that.
For being wrongly convicted of rape. His name is Ronnie Long. This is out of Raleigh, North Carolina, from WTVD. This article goes in and talks about all of the background of, you know, what happened with the original trial, what happened with the appeals and that kind of stuff. I'm just going to move past most of that. And the important part is the new hearing. The same judge who wrote the opinion for the federal Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals on Monday ordered a new hearing in the case that could have led to an acquittal or a new trial. That evidence has now trickled out, revealing the truth that Mr. Long has declared for decades. He should have not been found guilty, Thacker wrote. Today, the court remands to give the state yet another opportunity to disclose the evidence it should have disclosed nearly half a century ago.
So this is prosecutorial misconduct. They withheld exculpatory evidence, it sounds like.
Indeed, they did.
Oh, my God. String that prosecutor up. Just string him up.
It'll never happen. No.
No, it won't. Well, maybe somebody will catch up with one and string him up someday, but the government won't do it.
Based on the record in this case over the last 15 years, I would not be surprised if more evidence does turn up. But since the evidence is sufficient today to grant Mr. Long the relief he has so long pursued, I would not wait for further proceedings on remand. 44 years is an unconscionably long period to wait for justice. It is time. I say it's past time myself.
44 years past time.
The state of North Carolina will also be asking the court to vacate Long's conviction. Huh, how nice
Isn't
of them.
That nice.
That's wow, what a bunch of good guys. Not. Anyway, you can tell that...
But it's vital that we have one organization that's answerable only to itself. Right? A society would fall apart without
well,
that.
Well, never mind the conflict of interest that I continue to point out to everybody who will listen about the police, the judge, and the prosecutor all collecting their paycheck from the same frickin' bank.
Yeah.
That would be a conflict of interest.
The same employer.
That would be a conflict of interest in any other... realm in any other portion of a trial. If there was a, you know, if the your attorney and yourself, you know what I mean, if you both collected money from that would be, you get my point.
Yeah, I mean, I had a judge recuse himself in a case because he had once written up a will for a secretary who was testifying against me for about 5 minutes. So he was like, yeah, I can't try this case. Well, of course, it was. There were other reasons he did that, but that's crazy.
I did notice that they did not mention what, if anything, they gave this guy on his release.
They probably didn't give him anything. He will probably have to sue them in order to get anything.
Right. I mean, usually when they release a guy from prison, they, you know, whether they give him a bus ticket or $20 for a meal or something,
yeah,
right?
$20 and a, you know, a rope to hang himself with or something.
Yeah, some meaningless gesture.
Welcome back to society. You've missed the last 40 years. Good luck getting caught up.
Yeah.
Right. Good luck getting a job. I mean, how old does this guy have to be if he's 44? I mean, if he spent 44 years in prison.
Given that he was likely around 20 if he was a young man, then
he's near retirement age.
Close to 70.
Yeah. Wow. I can't imagine. I just, I read these things sometimes and it just upsets me.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Larry calling from Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, when they get a felony conviction against somebody, that's just like having a life sentence, too. So that's nothing new. And I think that the prosecutor misconduct, that's the problem with our whole system.
I don't know what just happened to your phone there, but you went from understandable to completely unintelligible.
That's a little better. Go ahead, talk.
Put him back on hold for a minute. Yeah, I might need to get him on a different line. We need to get Larry to get on Discord so he can sound way better.
Yeah,
Discord.
Yeah, tech support. Give Larry a hand.
Yeah, discord.lrn.fm. You just join there, and you can download the Discord app for just about any computer platform. There's Windows, Linux, Mac. And then, of course, the smartphones. So
the iPhone, the Android.
Yeah, install it, get your user account created, and then go type into your browser discord.lrn.fm, and it'll pop you right into our server.
Tech support here on Free Talk Live tonight.
No, please, don't call about tech support.
No, don't. Don't call about it. I'm just saying we've provided some just now. Let's just go ahead and switch gears because I can't say enough about how awful this guy being in jail for 44 years, wrongly convicted of rape, is.
Yeah. That's...
Well, I've got a rape-related headline for you here. Ex-Boston Police Union president charged with raping four more children.
Wait, say that again.
Isn't that special?
I'm sorry. I want to catch...
The president of the Boston Police Union, so the union for cops, one of the most influential public sector unions out there, charged with raping four more children.
More?
He'd already been
Had some charges, arrested earlier this month on child sex charges stemming from allegations he sexually assaulted a young relative starting when she was seven.
I mean, whiskey, tango, seven. Foxtrot. Really, how much more evidence does society need that having these positions of authority in an organization based on violence is a bad thing? It's never going to attract noble people with noble causes. It's never going to attract good men, good women, good citizens, good people to these jobs because it only attracts those who seek power and want to abuse it.
I mean, how much would you charge if your job was hurting people every day?
And remember, the head of a police union is always who they talk to whenever there's another cop that's accused of doing a thing, right? So they'll accuse some cop, some cop will get accused of doing something, and then they always go to the police union head because you can't get the cop to talk. He's already been told by his attorney, look, don't talk to anybody, right? So you can't speak to the actual accused cop. So they always go to the police union, and it's usually the president who's speaking in favor of his officers, no matter what. You know, they're always cooking up excuses, making excuses for these cops that are under
fire.
Defend
them.
And
well, it probably makes it easier for him to do his job, having no conscience.
That's what I'm saying. This is the guy. This is the guy who, you know, any Boston area cops accused of wrongdoing, you could probably find news articles of this guy, you know, taking their side. And he's a child rapist.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, allegedly four more times.
According to the story, he's now facing 16 new charges, including 11 counts of child rape and 5 counts of indecent assault and battery on a child under 14.
Would chipper go brrrr?
Five alleged victims. One in the last 2 years, others in the 1990s. So he made a career out of this. Flabbergasting.
Speechless. I don't think I've ever seen you so gabberflasted.
Flabbergasting tonight on Free Talk Live. 855 450 free. We've got more coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. Yes, this is Free Talk Live. Our website is freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And it's Ian.
And nobody.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or even meeting in person with cash. That's my favorite way. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. Let's go ahead and just give Larry another try here and see if his connection has improved. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Am I doing any better now? If not, I can just call back tomorrow.
Much better, Larry. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, here's what it is. I'll get down to business. I was calling our public health officer here in Marion County on a call-in radio show. Now, I called in and I told her, I said, look, everybody knows that 89% of the people who have died here in the state of Indiana, and there's 3,000 who have died, right, have been in a nursing home and had comorbidities. And I told her, why don't you stop lying and stop punishing the school kids and punishing people and making them wear masks and stuff? And she got really hot, you know? And then you know what she said? She said, well, I've been hearing that people are going into the businesses, and then when they get in there, they pull their nose, their mask down below their nose. You know how you do that so you can breathe, and you're 6 foot distance anyway. And she said, what we have now is 100 people out in the neighborhood, and if they see you doing that, they're going to give you a $1,000 fine. So this is nothing, but I call her a roguish thief, because all you know what they do? They take that and put it on your property tax bill. So like if you have
a
$2,000 a year property tax bill, then it comes up to $3,000 or $4,000
for
violations. And you
I
know,
had no idea.
Here in New Hampshire, you can just go sit it off in jail at $150 a day.
No jail, because they have a different system. What they have in common law don't apply. When they give you a ticket or give you a fine, you have to pay it or they'll take your property. So I call her. I said, "You are destroying our whole economy here in the state, in the city of Indianapolis. Why don't you go downtown and give some of these businesses fines where people are dumping on the sidewalks every night and peeing all around everything? You don't want to do that, but she's willing to close our city down, and the other cities around us, like Carmel and other places, are open. Their bars and everything is open.
Really?
They're punishing people with this now.
I wonder, Larry, do you know what happens if you get one of these and you don't pay it, but you don't own property?
They don't. You know what they do? It's so arbitrary that they focus on the people that do own property.
Yeah, they want to get the money.
Property, yeah, they want to get the money. You're going to have a more interesting experience to get money. But what, how I know this happened is because I did get a fine for some stuff I set out for heavy trash.
Uh-huh.
And then when I went to the whole limit with the thing, you can have a hearing, but once they get the fine on you, it's over for you. So because they don't abide by any common law. But what it is they're going farther and farther and pushing mm-hmm. people when they already said that 89% of the people that died had comorbidities and were in nursing homes.
Yeah.
So you know what that made me do? My grandson operates my Facebook page, so I put a link to my YouTube that I'm going to start, and I'm just going to start raking them over the coals on YouTube.
Nice. What's your YouTube channel?
It'll be up next week when Pete comes over here.
All right, call in and give us a plug. Give us the name of it when you have it, okay?
Hey, thank you, boys.
Thanks,
Larry. You have a great night, Larry. I would watch. What a ridiculous method and also illustration that you don't ever own property.
Mm-hmm.
If the state can just arbitrarily make up something that goes, well, you know, we're going to fine you for this thing, and if you don't pay,
we'll just put
a lien on your property. We'll take your frickin' property.
Lien on me.
So the translation for those who can't follow what Larry was saying was that in his area, if you get a ticket for not being masked properly and you don't pay, which you shouldn't do, they can and will take your property, your mm-hmm. house, from you.
So you need to make sure you've got a lot of kindling and some gasoline, because, you know, if they're going to take a building from you, you
take
really ought to
them.
Take a building from them.
Seems fair. That does seem
yeah.
fair.
Yeah. You know?
It's unbelievable, man, that they take your
really?
Property
you
for
find
not
shocking,
masking.
Huh?
No, yeah. I mean, it's just, it's upsetting. It's mm-hmm. not, I mean, it's, I believe it, of course.
Yeah. Well, the thing that's infuriating about it, and I realized what it was, why it's so annoying, is that it's because they had a scene in Star Trek, okay, where Picard's been captured. He's being tortured, and the guy's just trying to make him say that there's five lights in the room, but there's four,
mm-hmm.
and it's just an arbitrary thing, but he's trying to make him lie, and that's the thing. They want us to give lip service to this epidemic, and it's a nothing burger. You know, I've got a whiteboard on the wall outside my house, and right now it says nobody is sick, you know.
I thought it meant that he was sick.
Yeah, okay. Two people thought I was sick because of it.
Are you okay, nobody?
I'll be okay.
Okay.
I got over it.
What's infuriating to me is not that the law passes these things and makes these things a reality. What's infuriating to me is that everybody just sits back and takes it.
Mm. Yeah, that is infuriating.
That's what's infuriating to me. We give example after example on this show in particular of all of these things that happen and go on. And I know we have regular listeners that listen night after night after night, and they all say the same thing. Yeah, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody just sits back and takes it.
But what are they supposed to do?
We're just going
to
take it.
What are they supposed to do?
Show up at your excellency's door.
Mm-hmm.
With a mock guillotine,
yeah.
for example.
How come you haven't done that?
I haven't.
That's a good question.
I would be delighted to do that.
I could not bring a guillotine
myself because I could be arrested as a felon in possession of a deadly weapon.
A mock guillotine.
Well, I'll just let somebody else push it. I can be next to a guy with a guillotine. I can be shoulder to shoulder with a guy with a guillotine.
I can sketch one up. I wonder if I can get somebody to, like, you know, make a CAD drawing out of it so we could do like a 3D printable, you know, collapsible mock guillotine for people to bring to their governor's houses?
I'm pretty sure that if you look online, you'll find blueprints, if not kits.
Yeah, because these, like, these protests that happen in, like, oh, I don't know, public squares or, you know, even in front of the White House and that kind of a thing, they don't do anything. I think you need to start showing up at these people's houses. Everybody sleeps somewhere. Mm-hmm. Show up at their freaking house.
We've done it here in Keene years ago. We did it out in front of Judge Burke's house multiple times.
Yeah. What was the effect?
Well, nothing, of course, but, you know, it was fun to do. I mean, in the moment, it was something for the activists to get out and express themselves with. And, you know, there was some interesting encounters, but ultimately, you know, the judge stayed in his place. It's not like the judge is going to walk off the job because you're protesting out in front of his house.
Mm-hmm. I think that right now, what with masks being all in vogue, right,
mm-hmm.
the thing du jour that's currently going on that your masters are forcing upon you, that perhaps we talk about a film wherein a mask is central to the story.
Let's talk about that, but I do want to suggest that people that care about freedom just go ahead and pick up their lives and move to New Hampshire, because getting together with other like-minded people, I think, is step one towards figuring out what to do about this. Because more things become possible when you have more people. You can be more choosy about who you work with. You don't have to. You're not just stuck with the same five libertarians that live in Tampa,
right,
or, you know, wherever it is that
Seattle.
You live. Yeah, you're not stuck with those people. Libertarians elsewhere, it's like, oh, okay, you've got all these other libertarians in the area. There's maybe 10 of them, and 9 out of 10 of them you don't get along with, you know, or whatever. Here in New Hampshire, we've got thousands who've moved up here. And so if there's some you don't get along with, okay, don't talk to those people. There's others who you will get along with here. You can actually, like, be selective about the libertarians you work with, the issues that you work on. And so if we could have another 10, 20,000 people move here,
that'd
make
great.
A huge difference.
That'd be great.
You could make a difference instead of just complaining and looking around and wondering what you can do. Here you can actually do things.
If you're listening,
the world.
If you're listening, this is your call to move. Get your stuff. If you're tired of the system treating people like they are less than human, get your stuff and join us here in New Hampshire. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number if you want to join in. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.